Good morning, Brian of London here. I'm a bit confused about this video. I'm not doing it live to Periscope. Just going to try and do it live on my phone. One take. It's about the Captain Marvel movie, which I saw last night, which surprised me greatly. Now, I went to see the movie because my kids really wanted to. It's the first major Marvel movie that's come out since they kind of got into the whole Marvel universe. So we went to the cinema, and I was expecting, because I've watched lots of the Tim Pool videos, and I was expecting this kind of feminist-led thing, and that element is in it. But, okay, spoiler alert. I cannot go any further with telling you why I was surprised by the movie, pleasantly surprised. In fact, I loved it. I can't go any further without massive spoilers, because this was the first Marvel movie in a long time where it didn't just droll through a plot, which I was pretty much seeing everything as it came along. This made a huge plot twist to me, which just isn't something I'm used to in the Marvel movies as they've come out. They've just not been all that exciting from a plot point of view. Yes, visually beautiful, and I don't want to go into the details of how this compares to all the others. I am no expert. I just went in there eating popcorn. But so, again, spoiler alert. The movie is worth seeing. I'm telling you it's worth seeing. But if you carry on past this bit where I'm going to tell you what happens in the plot that I liked, it will kind of spoil the movie. That's what a spoiler is. All right. Enough spoilers alert. If you want to watch the movie, pause and come back in a few days when you've seen the movie. Okay. There is a far left feminist element, especially in the marketing of the movie. And apparently, and I don't really know the Marvel comics all that well, they've changed the gender of one of the major backstory characters, which is this scientist who's developing something which Captain Marvel actually takes her name from. And that scientist was a guy in the comics, and it's a woman scientist in this. All of this kind of that gender stuff doesn't bother me very much. And it would appear that most of the feminist stuff wound up in all the trailers, which is what got the right wingers kind of riled up. Okay, but the main plot device of the movie is that the people who are presented as the bad guys at the start flip and become the good guys. And the people who are presented as the bad guys right from the start are a group of, dare I say it, lizard-looking shapeshifters. They can shapeshift into to mimic any character. And in fact, they shapeshift and become some of the Marvel characters you love. They take over the bodies and they assume the forms. And there's big chases and fight scenes. And the Kree, which is the side that Captain Marvel starts on, she grows up, or you start to understand that she spent 6 years living amongst the Kree, and she's been indoctrinated to be a Kree warrior with certain unbelievable powers. The Kree are a kind of collectivist, everything for the collective warrior group, who are led by an artificial intelligence. And then halfway through the film, when the plot actually flips, when the formerly the bad guys, when they have a meeting with them at this, then Captain Marvel starts to understand that her entire existence has been a lie, and she's been fighting, and these refugees, they declare themselves to be refugees just looking for a home. And as soon as they did that, my heart sank. I thought, oh my God, are they going to have landed in here a sort of a Palestinianization of this movie? Are we trying to be told that these poor refugees just being hunted all over the galaxy by these warlike Kree are the Palestinians, and that the Israelis are the warlike Kree? No, it goes on a bit further. The Kree, and especially with the shape-shifting stuff, I mean, you know, there's been long, it's part of anti-Semitic and widely held Muslim theory. In fact, after the Paris attacks a few years back, they interviewed a particular guy on the street who was a Muslim, and he said, no, the Charlie Hebdo attacks were not carried out by Muslims, they were carried out by shape-shifting Jews. And in this movie, as far as I can see, the shape-shifters who start off as being the bad guys, but by the end are the good guys, are the Jews, just looking for a homeland, being pursued everywhere by this genocidal Cree, who are clearly either Nazis, or maybe it's a bit of a stretch to say an Islamic caliphate type organization. And the Cree, by the end, they're willing to just destroy planets just because they think there might be a few of these shape-shifting Skrulls they're called, on any given planet or in any given city. They'll just wipe things out. They don't care about the locals. You know, it's much better to destroy the Skrull infestation. So I came out of the movie seeing a huge sort of geopolitical thing that, and I've seen one, I searched Twitter, there's one tweet pointing this out, and also pointing out there's even a Oscar Schindler or even an Anne Frank element, because there is the main Skrull leader is actually trying to find this secret lab where this Marvel scientist has developed this amazing light technology that will enable them to run away from the Kree, but also hidden in that laboratory are his family. So there's a hidden family element to it, and this renegade Kree scientist is hiding these Skrulls, the Jews, from the genocidal Kree. And Captain Marvel herself, the character, she starts off Kree, but then she flips to fighting to help the refugees, who are Jews, who are the Skrull. Now, I've been chatting with someone on Twitter who knows the Marvel comics a lot more. This is completely different to the whole Marvel comic universe, because the Skrull are pretty horrible in that, and genocidal, and they take over things. But all in all, the movie is not the far left thing that everyone is saying it is, at least to me. I managed to see in it a very interesting view, and it's just kind of like the Zionistic elements of Black Panther, which lots of people started to notice. So if you've watched all that, I've ruined the movie for you. I told you there were spoilers, but I think the movie's worth it. I want to go see it again because I want to see the first half now, knowing what I know about the end. That's it. That's me, One Take Brian of London, here with the beautiful Tel Aviv skyline behind me. Follow brianoflondon.me, Brian of London on Twitter, for as long as I'm still there. Speak to you all soon. Hope you enjoyed that.